Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized, a podcast that focuses on helping you create space to attract more money, love, and happiness in your life. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor. I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you're having a great week, and if you enjoy listening to this podcast, please leave a review so I can continue bringing you episodes each week. In this episode, I am joined by Michelle Larkin, who is a certified life coach as well as my life coach, and she'll be sharing how we can make strategic moves to do what we love. I will also be sharing my product, app, repurpose, and book suggestion for this week. And my question for you this week is, what would you love your life to look like? In a Gallup poll taken in 2017, the statistics showed that 8 out of 10 people did not love what they were doing. Are you one of them? Which is why I invited our guest. Michelle Larkin is serious about helping individuals navigate their professional journey. Her experience progressing from administrative assistant to executive leadership covers several industries. Leveraging passion and experience, she decided to engage in workforce development with the launch of UMI Connections. UMI is a consulting platform hosting a podcast, training videos, and live workshops. A transformational leader, Michelle has been instrumental in reigniting morale, inspiring strong teams, and coaching employees through the professional development process. This journey has been rewarding and resulted in several mentees becoming successful leaders in their own right. Queen Moves is a powerful program designed by Michelle for women that unlocks a strategic mindset, encourages confidence, and develops critical thinking. Attendees have consistently gained clarity, resulting in the ability to navigate life transformations and transitions. She is the mother of three accomplished children, Devin, who has a degree in graphic design, Darcel, with a degree in film and video studies, and Danica, with a degree in history, and she is also the grandmother of Quentin. So now, I'm going to suggest you get either your iPad, if you're not listening to this on your iPad, a paper and a pen, and really just listen to Michelle's conversation and our conversation about how you can really make some strategic moves to do what you love. Well, listeners, I'm excited because it's February. We're talking about love. I kicked it off talking about what I love to do. And we have a life coach. Actually, she's my life coach. I've gone to several of her sessions, plus, you know, all those other little things. We're going to talk about that. Michelle Larkin, she's a certified life coach, and she also has a company called Catapult Training. So, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Miss Janet. You know, it's not my first time, but I enjoy every exchange with you, every single one.
So I'm excited because we're in February, we're talking about love, and I know, you know, you help women and, you know, create those strategic moves. And I wanted to talk about, you know, us creating strategic moves to do what we love. But before we talk about that, I want you to talk about Queen's Moves.
Queen's Moves is an experience, right? So Queen's Moves is an experience in a community that we've built that helps people focus on getting clear, making good decisions, and managing overwhelm or areas of transition in your life. And it's a space where we focus on leveraging an understanding of the universal laws and how we are designed as humans and lean into what we were designed to do, which is to manage what we think, to control our environment as much as we can, to set goals and be mindful about the environmental factors, and then just kind of work together to be mindful of all of the factors to be able to determine the next best move, right? So we're not even talking about 7 years out. We're usually in our sessions talking about where's the next thing? So Queen's Moves is about understanding the queenness that we possess as women and then leveraging all of those faculties to make the next best decision for our lives.
So with that, Michelle, what holds us back from doing that? You know, mostly, I know most of the women you work with and your clients, you know, they're women who have, you know, degrees and they're highly educated and they, you know, have all of this wonderful experience, but it's like making that move to really do what they love. What kind of holds them back?
So let's correlate this to the love conversation, right? So one of the things that hold us back, and typically the women that attend, we are either in love or loving or love our family or give everything external, right? So there's a lot of love going out and there's not that much coming in. And what's really powerful about the session is usually you're in a group of women who have an affinity, right? So they're all very similar or interested in the same topic, but they're loving on each other. So they're in a situation where they can receive, which reduces the fear factor, which makes clarity so much easier. And then the conversations just tend to flow. So love in this environment is really about receiving love and just being able to bask in it enough to get that warm fuzzy and go, you know what? I'm gonna tackle this. I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna think about this.
So with that said, how can somebody, I guess, you know, listening to this interview, tackle it? Like, what is something that they can maybe do? Because like you said, you don't necessarily have things planned out for the next 6 months of the year. Sometimes it's like for the next day. So what is like maybe a couple things they can do just to like, okay, I'm listening to this. There's stuff I really want to do. I've been putting it off for decades. What can they do?
I have a couple tools that I use to start the conversation. One of them is a mind map, right? Mind map is really being able to do a brain dump of what's going on in your mind, being able to then look at what's on paper, take it outside of yourself, look at it on paper, and then start to make some decisions. Mind mapping is something you can Google. It's very simple. You know, it's simple but profound. So I encourage people to do that exercise because there's no real wrong way to do it. And it's something that will always take you to the next move that you need to make. Another thing, I honestly, every now and then, I like to encourage people to take an assessment because it's like a litmus test, a thermometer of where you are. And it just reminds you of whatever it might be that's holding you back, maybe because it's a personality trait and you can manage that, right? So you can, if I know that I am naturally an introvert and one of my stressors is because I'm constantly in my job being asked to be a public speaker, then I can calm that down and go, oh, it's because it hits my nerve. I'm naturally uncomfortable. Then I can adjust how I respond to that. So those are two tools that I say that are easily findable, whether it's a personality assessment or emotional intelligence assessment. Those are ways to kind of gauge what you're going through versus who you are kind of made up to be and maybe identifying that rift or that disconnect and then being able to go, oh, well, now that I know, cause it's all about knowing, right? And love really grows on itself the more it knows about itself. Right? The more you get to know somebody, the more you love them.
That's
right? Because you're like, oh, I love that too. Ooh, I love that too. Ooh, I love that too. Same thing with yourself. Ooh, I love that too. Ooh, I love that too. Ooh, wait a minute. I didn't like that, but I love you anyway. So.
Wow. So, Michelle, with all that you do, so, you know, your mother, your grandmother, you know, you have the business, you got Queen Moves, you've got other contracts going on. So how do you like balance and manage it all?
One of the things, and as Janet, the organizer, we love that about you, and you push me too, is structure brings freedom. And I know that you as an organizer know that. And structure for me, who is an internal, inherent procrastinator, like passionate about procrastinating, knows that like, how do I manage it? It's doing what feels good, right? Like, you're, especially being a single person right now, is that I don't have a whole bunch of other people telling me what I got to do, other than the demand of all the responsibilities. So my job is to get all of those things done, but sometimes my priorities are based on what feels right at the moment to do, right? So I'm going to do it all, but I'm going to do what feels right first and build on that momentum of an accomplishment and then do the next. And then build on the feeling of accomplishment and do the next thing. And that instead of, which some philosophies say, do the worst thing first. But I'm not going to feel good about that. And I'm probably going to go, I'm tired now. I don't want to do the next thing. So I try to do what feels good first, build on that, and then do the next thing, and build on that and do the next thing, which actually could sometimes take me well into the night because I'm kind of energized about it.
And that is so true. I mean, when I really enjoy something, I could do it all day long. So I, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm learning that, of course, later in life, but it's true. It's true.
It's also chunking, you know, it's chunking. I think that's the thing. You can Google that as well. But chunking into smaller bits of time so that you can focus and then know that you have time for the next thing. So chunking is another way to kind of describe that. But my energy is kind of high, as you can tell. So in order to keep it there, I got to enjoy a little bit of what I'm doing.
And that's so true. That's so true. That's why I wanted to bring you on and just talk to us about doing what we love to do. So, Michelle, how can listeners get in contact with you, but specifically, how can they register for your next event? Because, see, I love attended every single session, so
yes,
I made it a priority, and I think that's something you talked about, the self-love. It's like making some things a priority. So, you know, how can listeners connect with you as well as getting, you know, registered for your next event?
So you can find me on catapult.international, right? So there's www.catapult.international. And then there's a Queen's Move tab. And on the Queen's Move tab, there'll be information about what we're doing at any given time. We are focusing on self-love January through March, and we have a free seminar that we'll be doing in February and in March about self-love. And so we'll talk through all the things you asked me, like what are we dealing with as women in terms of self-love? How does even February and March, that season, affect us? How are we going to take back some of that control to be able to show up as our best self without feeling some kind of way about whatever love is triggering in us? And so, yes, in March, we're going to be working on self-love, and I'm excited about that. And you can find me at catapult.international. You can also find me on Instagram at catapult.
And of course, listeners, you know, I will have a direct link to Michelle's website so you can register and find out more about her as well as follow her. So, Michelle, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Janet. Have an amazing afternoon.
So what did you think about my conversation with Michelle Larkin? Did it inspire you? Did it make you think? I would love to know. Are you sitting there thinking, like, what do I really want to do? Well, now it's time for Taylor's Tip Time. So I'm just going to share with you a few things that have helped me stay on track, be strategic, and really accomplish the goals that I've had. So the first thing is, of course, you probably already heard this from me, is I plan the night before. The night before, I always look at what I have to do on my agenda so I know how to plan what moves I'm going to make the next day. I'm going to be doing food prep, or am I going to be actually doing some planning sessions in regards to topics for this podcast or topics for webinars, etc. Number two is have weekly planning meetings, and that allows you to do some strategic moves, because maybe you are right now working full time, but you want to transition into something you love. So that way you can look at your schedule and see, I've got 15 minutes here. What can I do? I've got an hour there. Hire a coach or have somebody accountable to you. So when you say you want to do something and you seem to be, other things seem to be taking a priority, you have someone you're accountable to. Make sure you have your vision board visible so you can always see what you're working towards, and it can keep you on track. It can keep you focused. It can keep you motivated. And also have your goals visible. When I wake up in the morning, I've got these huge yellow post-its, you know, on the other side of the room. So when I wake up and sit up, I see them. So I know what I need to be focused on. So hopefully that will help you begin your journey to doing and creating the life you love. Have you been working on getting organized and feel overwhelmed? Are you challenged by managing your time between work, home, and life? Do you want to organize your life? Let's talk so I can help you. I work with clients to guide them from start to finish by providing them with details needed to clear the clutter and get organized without feeling overwhelmed and stressed. Go to my contact page and schedule a free 15-minute session. In addition, I offer a variety of virtual coaching plans to meet your needs.
Take the steps necessary to create the life you want and start by doing something today. Click the link in the show page. Well, of course, I want to thank you so much for following me on social media, for your likes, your retweets, for your sharing, for your comments. I love your comments. So please continue to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, as well as Pinterest. And I have boards that specifically cover goals and also goals on, and also a board on time management. So check those out. And of course, please like and share, and don't forget to check out my YouTube channel as well. Now, if you're thinking of getting your life organized, don't get overwhelmed. Join my Facebook group, Living Life Totally Organized. It is a community of women sharing each other on the, you know, sharing and supporting each other on their journey to live a life that is totally organized. It's free. So join today. And of course, our weekly challenges are going wonderful. I'm loving the engagement. I'm loving the support. So please check us out. And it's free to join. So do you know what time it is? Are you doing your jig, your dance? You know, every time I get to toss a Tuesday time, I just want to let you know I am here in my seat, you know, doing a little, a little movement of my shoulders. So it's toss a Tuesday time, and I want you to clear your desk. One of the things I did at the beginning of the year is I cleared my desk. I took everything off my desk. I cleaned my desk with some wipes. Even though nobody has been, you know, in my home, but I said, you know what, I need to just wipe it down. And it gives you an opportunity to only put items back on your desk you use and love. So think about scheduling time to do that. My app suggestion for you, and a lot of you have already know about this app, is Evernote. Because Evernote will allow you, specifically if you have ideas, you may have an idea for a business, you may already be in business, but have ideas for other things, it will allow you to have notebooks to just jot down all of those ideas, keep them organized, and be able to find them the first time you look. My product suggestion from my Amazon shop are colorful, and I mean colorful, magazine organizers. And I love the colors because sometimes we need to bring some of our personalities, specifically those of us who are working from home, into our home office. So they're beautiful. It's a nice little pastel. Maybe it's time to, you know, think about adding a little, you know, your own little spark into your office. My repurpose suggestion for this week is, of course, I always love to use items that you find throughout your home in your office. You know, and you know that, you know, you can use actually colorful baskets in your office. You can go to one of the stores, or maybe you even have it in your possession and use, you know, a beautiful mug that maybe you don't necessarily want to use anymore, but you can, you know, maybe you can even do a DIY and maybe give it a really pop of color. You know, you've got vases in your home. You know, there's so many things that you can use throughout your home that are just sitting there collecting dust. Bring them in your office and, you know, utilize them. My book suggestion for this week is Done, and that is written by Dr. Renee Galloway, and it is a guide to prioritize, plan, and perform to accomplish your goals. Wonderful resource for those of you, like, after listening to the conversation with Michelle, said, you know what, this is going to be my year. So that's a great resource for you to use. And of course, my quote for this week, a lot of you have already heard it, is a goal without a plan is just a wish. So remember that as well. Well, I want to thank you for listening, and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. And again, let me know you enjoy listening to this podcast by leaving a review, and be sure to check out my website at www.janetmtaylor.com. Until next time, have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week. Organization is a quintessential element of a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together.
Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to your organizing dilemmas. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized.